Expectations were high among the thousands of people who huddled into Castel Gandolfo's tiny Freedom Square on Saturday morning. The families, religious and teenagers gathered there had hoped to catch a glimpse of the monumentous encounter between Pope Francis and Benedict XVI, Pope Emeritus.
Well, definitely it's a great moment to pray for the new pope. It's obviously always a big transition when you have a new pope, and he's got a lot of weight on his shoulders, a lot of decisions, a lot of spiritual leadership above all that he's going to have to take on as the Pope. So we're all very united to the Pope in prayer, as always.
But they were destined to be disappointed. The event was, as it was always meant to be, a private moment of profound and elevated communion between the past and present Pope. The crowds, joined by a surprisingly large number of journalists, had gathered early in the morning, well before Pope Francis's departure from Vatican City State at noon. As his helicopter circled twice above the square, they began chanting his name and that of his predecessor, who has been in residence at the Pontifical Villas since February 28th last. Speaking to journalists after the encounter, Holy See Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi relayed the details of the meeting, the first in person between Pope Francis and Benedict XVI.
Che si è avvicinato subito a lui con un grande abbraccio appena sceso dall'elicottero.
He said the Pope Emeritus was waiting to greet Pope Francis as he alighted from the helicopter, that Benedict XVI dressed in a simple white cassock and jacket without the papal sash and cape, thus distinguishing him from Pope Francis. Father Lombardi described the beautiful embrace that the two men shared before making their way to the Apostolic Palace. On their arrival, they immediately made their way to the chapel for a moment of prayer. There, Benedict XVI invited Pope Francis to take the pew reserved to the Holy Father. But Pope Francis responded, "We are brothers," and insisted that the two kneel together in prayer at the same pew.
Che nella cappella, come dicevo, ha detto, "Siamo fratelli."
The Holy Father also brought a gift for his predecessor, an icon of Our Lady of Humility, as a gift for Benedict XVI's great and renowned humility. The two men then spent an estimated 45 minutes in private conversation in the library before emerging to lunch with the two secretaries. The intensely reserved nature of the encounter confirms what Benedict XVI had confided to the priests of Rome in his last meeting with them as Pope on February 14th, when he said, "Although I am retiring now, I will always be close in prayer, and you will be close to me, even if I remain hidden away from the world." And on Saturday, indeed, both men were well hidden from the eyes of international press. Further underlining this deep communion between the two men, Father Lombardi reminded journalists Saturday that since his election to the papacy, Pope Francis has twice telephoned the Pope Emeritus and warmly referred to him in all of his public speeches. Pope Francis returned to Vatican City State late on Saturday afternoon. The Holy Father is due to lead celebrations for Palm Sunday in St. Peter's Square at 10 a.m. local time. Benedict XVI will return to the Vatican once renovation work is completed on the cloistered monastery, Mater Ecclesia, that will become his permanent residence. I'm Emer McCarthy.